This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Germany's highest court today issued one of the most significant decisions in its history and a crucial one for the future of the Eurozone. It rejected a petition to block Germany's participation in the Eurozone Rescue Fund. So let's go to...
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, Europe?
What's up, Europe? For more on the meaning of today's historic court ruling in Germany is Constanze Stelzenmüller. She's an analyst with the German Marshall Fund. Constanze, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me on the show.
So Germany's Supreme Court said, yes, it is constitutional for Germany to participate in this huge Eurozone bailout fund. What does that mean going forward for the Eurozone?
Well, the world has not come to an end. I'm being a little bit facetious here because one got the impression from not just Germany, but global media that that was what was going to happen if the court decided in any other way. What we have now is a situation that is essentially a compromise, but lets the government go forward, which is important for the euro crisis because Germany, as you know, is in the pole position as the major lender to the European Stability Mechanism.
Constanze, were there a lot of people in Germany who were actually hoping the court would rule the other way?
Well, I'd say there were at least 30,000, because that's the number and counting of people who signed up to this massive class action that the court was ruling on. Yeah. Just to make one thing clear, we haven't actually been paying money. We've just been promising to pay. But a lot of Germans, according to these surveys, appear to believe that we have actually been paying out a great deal of money to other countries who've been less responsible. That's not true.
You know, this has been such an up and down story. One week, it sounds like Greece is in the Eurozone. Next week, oh, they're about to be out. Now this big court case. Do Germans get bored with all of this Eurozone news, or are they paying close attention?
No, I think it's hard to get bored, for one, because it's about their own, the state of their own economy, the state of their own pocketbooks.
Right.
But the larger point here is that many Germans and many other Europeans are very aware that we are in a situation where we are really redefining Europe for a new age. And these days, I think the debate is about, well, if it's clear that we're not going to go to war against each other again, and if prosperity and growth isn't something that is automatically guaranteed that you actually have to work for, maybe there is another argument to be had and a redesign to be done to adapt the European Union to an age of globalization. The only way that we can have a voice in that debate is if we are united as Europeans and not if we let ourselves be divided.
Constanze Stelzenmüller is with the German Marshall Fund. Constanze, thanks a lot.
You're very welcome.